conference there. Well, he said, I come to see that boy. I said, yeah. I wonder what he come. He didn't know. He come by himself the first time. He examined the car. He said, I don't, the boy had it. The girl was dead because Dr. Pascio was done by her right now. And she was dead. So he said, well, he said, I don't know this boy here. Put his feet. It was in top of the press. Come on, Sheriff. Was in the top of the press.
What's she
dying
with?
She died with a third doctor. See, that was the doctor from down there told me. I used to use two feet doctor. So he said, well, when he come, he said, I don't know, she looked like she got a kind of a touch of a panic. That's what he told me. He said, but I'm cured. I said, all right. So he had a fellow sick over there who was still running society. Had a man over there, had called up for a come, but here we went over there to the place and they had plenty of houses over there. He ain't got none over there, not but 2 feet. He said, well, I'm going over there and see that he was Jimmy's Liquor. That's what was there. He said, I'm going to see him and said, I'm going to stop and I'll pass back. When he went over there and see him and come back and stop. I'll call him. Come in the house. The boy said, she put the door. And I don't think she's going to make it. I said, what's the matter with her, doc? He said, I think she got the pick and I believe it's a bus. Not there I was. I said, no, it's bad. We're trying to take a bus. He could have told out a carriage at Cherry Hospital, you know, somebody out at the hospital. But he didn't say nothing. So I said, I'm going to die. She was 7 years old. Young girl. She said, no, no, young child. She was tall. You know, she had good kids. But she was so good and fast, you know. She had grown up pretty well. Tucker and Barrow, after I barrel. Then this boy, he flew around there, went around there with a white man, he had a horse. But he flew around there, it was coupling up the trees, you know, the little barn we talked about yesterday. He coupled the other end up on the horse. And he stooped down there at the pig, and he got up and he went to hook him, he was hooking him trees and the line of trees on the side that was pulled by. He hooked it in there, had links of trees in it. When he hooked it in there, some kind of way he must start the horse hit me in the stomach. So he was cut upside down. So then I had to get the doctor, my doctor called. See, a boy got, it was intolerant depression. Because I had to get the doctor underneath. When he got the doctor called well. He said, I don't care you. He said, you want to relieve me. He said, you ain't got to worry about paying for it. He said, you got to pay for it. He said, I'm going to come every day. He said, come every day. So you should come. So one day he come, he brought the rest with him. You should pass that little road right alongside that fence on the side that where she was grassing. Went up to the right shelf. My horse was set over there right by his tree in that gap. A whooping gap. They had a nurse. She said, nice looking woman, too, she said. She said, I stopped and got a flower. Had a pine oak flower. Pine oak. You know what pine oak is? They had the flower cut red. She got one and she cut. So she said, what is this? I said, that's a pine oak flower. I said, you got the wrong thing. She said, oh, she said, oh, look at you. Then she had to go wash her hands. She washed her hair and put it up boy. I don't know what she's her boy. Then he wake on the boy. Start wake boy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, stomach is upside down the boy. So that same big fat boy that you see there, he said, ah, he was short like that, look at him. His shit, pure stuff. Was throwing up and passed it through his mouth. Boy, I said, oh Lord, that's what my loot.